Hey, it's Jennifer Jones. Friends call me JJ. This platform is designed for the new leader who wants to become a great leader in the modern workplace. Over the last 15 years, I have learned valuable lessons that I want to share with you to get you there ASAP. When the leader gets better, we all get better. Happy Monday. You're tuned in to JJ's Virtual Leadership Coffee Chat. If you haven't already, go grab that favorite latte or a spot of tea. A glass of wine is all right with me. Remember, you can always push pause. Let's go. All right, welcome back. So our fourth step in closing this year strong is actually a challenge for you. I want you to read more in 24. Catchy, huh? I think it's important that as leaders that we take the time to pause and read and learn and take in things that is outside of our work, outside of our day-to-day activities, and really pause to read and continue to be a constant learner. One of the mistakes I made, I think early in my career, once I finished graduate school and really started kind of like getting back into the flow of working, I stopped reading. And one of the commitments I made this year is that I would read at least 24 books this year. And I think last time I checked, I'm at like 27 and the year's not done yet. And the reason why I wanted to start reading more is I wanted to begin to fill myself with more positive information, give myself time to pause and break away from the day to day, just to enjoy a good novel. But I really wanted to just take the time to read, turn the TV off, and just be with a book. And it has actually been a really good element of my own personal kind of self-care. It really forces me to get away from devices and get away from just the hustle and bustle of every day. And so I'm going to challenge you to read more in 24. And just to give you some perspective, next year, one of the things that I'm going to do every month, I'm going to focus one episode on a book review so that, again, it'll be an opportunity for you to read along with me. But let me give you some perspective of how I focus my reading. I do it in kind of four areas, and sometimes I can be found reading like 2 to 3 books at one time, but I'll explain why that happens. One of the things I try to do is really focus on self-care. It is really focused on my own personal development. How can I improve either in my mental state or my health or my thinking? Like, what are some ways that I can begin to improve how I walk out life? And so I consider that a book focused on self-care. The second, area that I focus on is becoming a better wife. How do I really focus on my relationship with my husband just to improve just how I navigate day to day with him? And so if it could be a book focused on marriage, it could be a book focused on a husband, getting to know him better, or how do I just show up better in the relationship? So I really focus on like books that make me a better wife. The third area that I focus on are books for fun. These are like the books that I kind of use to like break away from the noise. Some of my most my go-to genres is I love comedies. I love a really good comedy book just to kind of make me laugh and break away. I do enjoy memoirs. I love hearing the story of someone's life, how they got to where they are, the trials that they overcame, the opportunities that they may have passed up to be who they are today. So I really love a good memoir. And then I love murder mysteries. I know this sounds crazy, but I like following a storyline that is focused on investigation and learning and finding out like clues that ultimately get to a final answer. So I really enjoy a good murder mystery. And then I also like books that are kind of like fiction, but they're set in a particular time in history. It tackles some particular things that we're navigating through as a people and a culture. So I love books that are more serious in nature, set in a time or history, or tackling an issue that, as a humanity we're tackling. So I do love to kind of weave that in. And then my last books area that I have to focus on is really being a better leader. And if you remember last time, I talked about what are those areas that you want to focus on to improve either as a leader of a particular function or improve as a leader of people? What's feedback that you've received that you just want to hone in? And those are books that I focus on being a better leader. So I typically have at least two or three of these type of books going at one time. And I will say, outside of my books for fun, a lot of my books around self-care or being a better wife or, you know, becoming a better leader are really the foundation for my daily journaling. It gives me an opportunity to kind of pause, think about what I read and reflect on that through writing. And so that's literally the approach that I take. So not suggesting that you need to pick a book from every genre, but it's a good way to think about how you focus your reading around like areas that you want to improve. I would suggest that, you know, if you want to get back into reading, you haven't been reading in a while, read books for fun just to get you back into the habit of reading. But I would definitely, over the course of 24, dedicate some time into actually reading books that actually help you be a better person, either in your personal life or at work. The only thing I would just suggest to you guys is set a goal. Set a goal of the number of books you want to read this year and go after it. And again, baby steps. And I'll talk a little bit about one of the books that have helped me with that. So you guys have heard me name drop a lot of books over the course of this year's podcast. And I thought I would just highlight a couple of them that may help you get your reading list started this year. So self-care books, I've read a number of them. I'll give you a link at the end that will tell you how you can go see my entire reading list. But one of the most powerful books I've read this year as a self-care book is The Garden Within by Dr. Anita Phillips. And it really just focused on how our thoughts, how our heart space, how, you know, where we are in the health of our heart, which she calls our soil, really impacts the thoughts, the seedlings, the things that grow up in your mind, ultimately impact how you navigate through life. She also spends a good amount of time talking about the power of your emotions and your feelings and how it really helps you focus in on areas that you need to really fill in the gap or focus on some additional self-care. So there was a powerful book. She's doing a lot of speaking engagements right now, so check her out on YouTube. But it by far was probably the most powerful book I read this year, really focused on self-care. For fun. So I am a J.D. Robb fan, like number one fan. If you don't know who J.D. Robb is, she's actually the altar pin for Nora Roberts. Now, quick fact, I do not like Nora Roberts, any of her books, but I love J.D. Robb. And J.D. Robb is basically a murder mystery series. I think she just finished book number 56. Yes, I've read all 56. Don't judge me. But it's set in the future. So I think the last book I read might have been set in like 2063. So it's basically a cop, a murder cop in New York City that's always tackling some type of crime that has happened and she's investigating. But it's an amazing story of the interplay of human relationships. So she has a number of friends and just the dynamics of those relationships, but also how she imagines technology to evolve in the future and ultimately impact how crimes are solved. So one of my most favorite books, if you haven't read J.D. Robb and you're looking for a series that you can kind of binge on over a course of time, I would say pick up her book. And I think her next book is going to drop in January. So you can jump in wherever and then go back, but I would highly recommend her if you have not read her yet. Another book that I've read for fun was Finding Me by Viola Davis. And again, as I told you guys earlier, I really enjoy a good memoir. And it was amazing to just hear her story of how she started with very, very meager beginnings and how she fought to become the actress that she is today and really find her place in Hollywood. And so it was just an amazing story. Her roots are in Rhode Island, so that's near and dear to my heart because that's where my father came from. But a great book that I would highly suggest you pick up. All right, so the third book that I read for fun is actually from an author that I know personally, Maura Brinkman, and the name of her book was A Little Off, Always On, her debut novel, and it was a personal memoir for her of just her story from her childhood into who she's become today and how she has navigated through different trials and different kind of turns in her own personal journey with an unbelievable, lovely dose of humor. And I think it was just a really awesome novel focus on becoming comfortable with who God made you to be and the place that he has for you in your life. And so I really would highly suggest you pick up the book. It's a great read. And I happen to know the author, so I can tell you she's pretty cool. The third book, or the third area that I focus on is really focusing on being a better wife. Now, maybe you're not married or you have another area, but really the purpose of that for me is focusing on a critical relationship in my life that I want to get better. And so maybe you want to focus on becoming a better daughter, or maybe you want to focus on becoming a better caregiver, or maybe a better mom, or maybe a better dad. Think about what relationship do you have that matters to you that you want to get better at? Anything that you want to get better at, you should become a student of it. And so really, I want to become a better wife. And so I've become a student of that. And I would say two books that have been really impactful in my role as a wife or in the role in our marriage has been one, His Brain, Her Brain. Fascinating around how literally our brains are different and how those differences show up in your marriage. And I think sometimes we struggle, for those of you that us that are married, we struggle because we don't understand how our spouse is different from us. And I think it's a great opportunity to learn more about that. So I would highly recommend that book, His Brain, Her Brain. The other book that we read together is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And so maybe many of you have read it, but I think it's really good as we think about the future of our own finances, how we want to leave a legacy for our son. And so it was a really good book for us to read together as we set our financial goals for the next year. The last area that I focus on this year is becoming a better leader and really focus on how do I show up better, or how do I show up as my best self at work to really impact those that I get the opportunity to lead. So there's been three books that I would highly recommend. First of all, one of the first books I read this year was The Subtle Art of Not Giving. Okay, you guys know the book. This book is actually relatively old. I avoided it for a while because I was afraid it was going to be full of a lot of expletives. However, it was a well-written book, and it really was in your face, challenging you about what you actually should care about. And those things you care about is what you should spend your time on. But we waste a lot of time focusing on things that actually don't really matter to us. And I think this book does a great job of really challenging you to look yourself in the mirror, be honest with who you are, and then focus on the areas that matter the most. So that was a really good book with a great deal of shock value that I think I personally needed as I really focus on what do I really care about and how do I dive deeper into it. And so I would say for me, that book reinforced my passion to make leaders better. The second book that I read, this book that I think was a good complement to read after, so if you want to talk about how do you read these books in a certain order, was Atomic Habits. I think it was important for me to read it after because the first book really focused on what I should care about. And then the second book, Atomic Habits, helped me figure out how I get better at the things I care about. So if you have not read that book, awesome book by James Clear, and just minor tweaks that you can make just to do what you want to do better one step at a time. Really good book. The last book that I recently read is The First 90 Days and just finished it recently. I think this is a great book for all leaders, especially for those that are new or leaders that are transitioning into a new role or new project or new responsibility. This book does a good job to give you a very focused formula and approach on how to take that change, really diagnose the situation, what you're being asked to do, and then giving you guidance how to show up as your best self in those roles. So I think it's a great book to get started. So two books that I currently have in progress that I'll probably talk about next year is Redesigning Work. I'm at a point now where I'm like, hey, we're 4 years into this pandemic. Like, is this really the way we're working today? Are there other things we should consider to continue to make this virtual environment, in particular for my organization, work and thrive? And so that's one of the books that I'm reading right now. And I just started Joan of Arc by Mark Twain. So we'll see. I've never read the book, and so I'm intrigued to start reading it. Two quick kicks before I check out for the week. Two books I kind of wouldn't waste your time on. One, Infinite Game, which like pains me to say because Simon Sinek is a really good writer. Love Know Your Why. Love Leaders Eat Last. This book was very theoretical, hard to apply. I wouldn't waste my time. Another book that I just didn't like and actually didn't, this is like one book that I actually didn't finish, which doesn't happen often, is Mad Honey by Jodi Picoult. I actually really enjoy her as a writer. I did not like that book. So maybe it was me, but I probably wouldn't waste my time there. So if you want to see my full list, I have a new website, It's a work in progress, but it's Jennifer Jones, all one word, one, the number one, dot Podia, P-O-D-I-A, dot com. Again, Jennifer Jones, one, dot Podia, P-O-D-I-A, dot com. I'll also link it in the podcast. Go out there, check out my entire list that I've read thus far. And again, the challenge is read more in 24. And my commitment is once a month, I'm going to bring a book to you that can challenge you to stay on course. And you can read along with me if you like. All right, until next week, have a good week. I gotta keep my focus.